Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Wednesday. It's time for another slice of fresh bread. Today we're going to be in John chapter 6, and we're going to begin reading in verse 16. It's an account of Jesus with another miracle. John is in the midst of recording a number of miracles, and remember, miracles are supernatural acts of God, where he suspends the natural order to do that which is supernatural. That creates wonder, and that means it establishes a sign. It's signifying something about who Jesus is and what Jesus has come to do. And so when you read these passages, that's why they're recording what the Bible identifies as signs, wonders, and miracles. So you just work it backwards. Miracles create wonder in order to establish a sign to signify something. Here's another one that's in John chapter 6, verse 16. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed out about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea, coming near the boat. They were frightened, but he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they were glad to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. There are a number of miracles, some of them very similar of what Jesus did in order to establish he was not only the sovereign king over his own time. Remember, just previously they had wanted to take and make him king, and because he is king, they wouldn't let him make him king, because he was going to become the lamb that would die for the sins of his people. And he was going to go to the cross at the right time. It wasn't their timing, it was his timing that would be sovereignly established. And now, as he is returning to Capernaum from the other side of the sea, they go out, they return without Jesus, but then out in the middle of the sea, in the evening hours, they see Jesus. And when they see him, they want to ascertain, is this really Jesus or not? And they became frightened when they realize it is Jesus. And Jesus says to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Jesus establishes his sovereign rule over the sea as he walks on the water to them. Just a couple of lessons in this miracle that creates wonder and then is a sign for us. What are some things that are signified? Well, once again, Jesus is affirming that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords over all of creation. Secondly, when God shows up, what's the response of humanity? You see it time and time again in the Gospels. It creates fear. When God shows up, there's not this laughing and talking and triviality. There is a settled awe that takes place. And whenever God does something, the next words always are, "Don't be afraid." Because this Jesus, whose very presence and works and miracles has glorious power, creates awe in us. And while we are to have the fear of the Lord, it is the Lord who takes away all the fears of life. Don't be afraid. This God of glory, he's your Savior. He's your friend. He's your Redeemer. He is the Lord of glory. And the fear of the Lord is liberating. But the fear of the Lord liberates you from the fears of this world, so that you can dispel all fears, because perfect love, the love of Christ, cast out all fear. Here's something else. Our Lord will overcome every obstacle to come to us when we need him, just like he came to them because they needed him. And so he will come to you. Nothing can stop him and his redeeming love in your life. He can find you wherever you are. He can come to you and overcome any obstacle. If God be for us, who can be against us? This Jesus is Lord of all, and when he's your Lord, he can overcome and will overcome all in order to bring you, not the fears of this world, they'll be dispelled. He'll bring you peace, and he will be with you. And just as they came to the land, he will take you, and you will land secure in Christ in a new heavens and a new earth. So put your trust in him alone, the Lord of glory. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.